We need the points, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab your jetpacks and get ready to launch yourself into another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Season 2, Episode 6 of The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over 5 rounds so they can say they are the masters of the Inquisition. So let's get ready to meet this week's players. We'll start with Team 1. So we have 3 players, Tennille, Joel and Martin, all newbies on the Inquisition, so you're all very welcome. Tennille, what's your connection to the Prague quiz team?
I used to host the Amazing Chayovna pub quiz. I think I did it for about the last 5 years, but they recently shut down, so I've moved to a new location.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very good. Joel, what's your connection to the Prague quiz scene?
Oh, I've been quizzing for about 8 or 9 years, and I also run the Facebook page, the Prague Pub Quizzes Facebook page, so try to keep abreast of what's happening.
Well, check out that Facebook page if you want to find a good quiz in Prague. Martin, what's your connection to the Prague quiz scene?
Well, I've been quizzing in Prague for about 4 years at Beckett's exclusively, and then since March, I've been hosting a pub quiz at Be Silly, the Belgian bar in Karuni.
Cool, very good. Beckett's is hosted by Alex Downs, former guest on The Inquisition.
That's right.
We'll move on to team number 2, Igor and Tejas, both of whom have been on The Inquisition before. Tejas quite recently. Igor is first time on season 2. Igor, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for the invitation.
You're very welcome. What's your connection to the Prague quiz scene?
I'm a regular at the James Joyce quiz, which our gracious host sometimes hosts. I've had a regular team there for about 4 or 5 years, so shout out to Bipartisan Cooperation.
Very, very good team. Fine team in the Prague quiz scene. And Tejas, how are you? What's your connection to the Prague quiz scene?
I'm well, Luke. Thanks for inviting me. I'm actually quite new to the quizzing scene in Prague compared to the rest of the people here. I started, I think, quizzing around like end of last year once I returned from Paris. And I regularly try to do at least 2-3 quizzes because I enjoy pub quizzes a lot. And I go regularly to Coffice, which is hosted by one of my friends. But also now I'm trying to be more regular at the James Joyce, and I usually play with Pete on Fake News.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I've played with you on Fake News as well, even though I should never admit to playing on Fake News. Anyway, you guys ready to get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with round 1, call back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass to the other team without losing any points, and the other team can answer for 1 risk-free point. Okay, so team 1, here we go. What is the closest capital city to Madrid? What is the closest capital city to Madrid? You can confer with each other as well, absolutely.
Okay.
Would it be there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but is that too obvious?
Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Lisbon.
You're going to go with Lisbon. That's right. Incorrect, minus 2 points, is Andorra de la Vella.
Trick question.
Starting off with the trick questions here. Great.
It's
not a trick question.
Andorra is not like a trick country. Yeah. And team 2, what is the closest capital city to Andorra de la Vella? Or Andorra la Vella? What is the closest capital city to Andorra la Vella? Well, we're talking about the position of Andorra la Vella, not the position of Madrid.
Because it's... Yeah, wait, what's on the other side?
Oh, I understand what you mean. I get it.
So it's between France and Spain.
We could pass, because it's minus 2 points.
Yeah, but they have my stuff as well.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Alright, okay, let's go.
So, I mean, the risk, yeah.
Okay, Paris?
Incorrect, it is Madrid.
Alright. Yeah.
Sorry, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, team 1, what is the least densely populated country in Europe? What is the least densely populated country in Europe?
So you think in terms of how big the landmass is there, that would make it?
Yeah.
Do we want to risk it again?
Honestly, at this point in the quiz, I think it just might be Andorra again.
So we're not in agreement, so why don't we just pass?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
So risk 3.
Yeah. You want to pass over to team 2. What do you think for 1 point?
This?
Yeah.
Ukraine?
Ukraine, no, it's Iceland.
Oh,
It's Iceland.
Is it Europe?
In Europe, yeah.
Okay.
And team 2, what is the least densely populated country in Asia?
Yeah, that makes sense actually.
Okay,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mongolia.
It is Mongolia.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 points, obviously back up to zero. Team one, who did Nicole Kidman marry after her marriage to Tom Cruise?
Keith Urban?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Keith Urban.
I would say.
Yeah.
You're going to go Keith Urban?
Yep.
You are correct. You're back up to zero.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's my people.
And team two, who did Tom Cruise marry after his marriage to Nicole Kidman?
Katie Holmes.
Holmes.
Yeah. 2 points.
No need to
concern on that. Team one, which 2005 movie has the tagline, "The longer you wait, the harder it gets"? Which 2005 movie has the tagline, "The longer you wait, the harder it gets"?
Hotter or harder?
Or harder.
Harder.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a comedy, because there's so many innuendos there.
here's the thing. We're going to guess, and we're going to get it wrong, because
it's too broad, yeah. We don't
too
have
much of a,
to...
yeah.
So are we passing?
I would say we pass.
Yes.
We're passing.
We're going to pass it. Team two, do you know?
Is it the 40-year-old virgin?
It is.
Oh, my God.
You had the right theory, though.
Absolutely, yeah. And team two, question four to you. Which 1994 movie had the tagline, "Fear can hold you prisoner, hope can set you free"? Fear can hold you prisoner, hope can set you free.
Should we risk it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
okay. If you, I mean,
but,
it makes sense. I'm not sure, but I mean,
the year. Do you think it's about?
What
right?
was the year again?
94.
Yeah,
I think it's
right.
We would like to guess Shawshank Redemption.
It is the Shawshank Redemption.
All the questions that we know.
2 points to team two, and on to the final question of the round, team one. And I'm not going to reveal the answer until team two have had their question. Team one, what color is the second O in the Google logo? What color is the second O in the Google logo? And team two, I might as well tell you, what color is the first O in the Google logo? You are both still welcome to pass it. So team one have the second O, team two have
the first O.
We need the points, man.
You do need the points.
It's either this or this. Let's go for that.
Okay.
So you have an answer.
Yellow.
And you guys have an answer. You're going to go for
yellow?
Yellow,
yeah.
Okay, and for the first O, team two, you're going to answer?
Red.
You are both correct. Yellow, team one, is the second O. Team two, red, is the first O. So 2 points each. And at the end of that round, round one, team one, you have picked up 2 points. Team two, out in the lead on 7.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions. They write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point each. If only one team is correct, they get 2 points. Everyone ready to go?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so round two, question one. What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand? What does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand?
You have better
hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question two, in what month is the Earth closest to the Sun? In what month of the year is the Earth closest to the Sun? Okay, question three, which author wrote the Discworld series of books? Which author wrote the Discworld series of books?
Oh, I know this.
Okay, question four, Qatar is the smallest nation to have hosted the FIFA Football World Cup. What is the next smallest nation to have hosted the FIFA Football World Cup? Qatar is the smallest nation to host it. What's the second smallest nation in area to host the FIFA World Cup?
I think I do, but it's... yeah. Sure.
Okay, question five, final question of the round. Activist Tarana Burke started what in the year 2006? Activist Tarana Burke started what in 2006?
Can you spell...
Yep, T A R A N A.
Yeah.
Something like
and Berg,
that.
And Burke, B U R K.
I thought this was later.
It was.
Yeah.
Something might be later.
2006,
yep. Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number two. So, team one, what does the Statue of Liberty hold in her right hand, you guys said?
A torch.
And you guys, team two?
Torch
and a torch.
Yeah.
That's a point to each of you. Team two, in what month is the Earth closest to the Sun, you guys said?
December,
and you guys?
June.
It's actually January.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
in January.
Yeah.
Team one, which author wrote the Discworld series of books?
Tim Terry Pratchett.
Terry Pratchett.
Yeah. And you guys said?
Terry Pratchett.
A point and a point. It is Terry Pratchett. Team two, Qatar is the smallest nation to have hosted the FIFA World Cup. What's the next smallest?
We said Uruguay.
Uruguay. And you guys, team one?
Italy.
Italy.
Neither of you correct. Uruguay did host the very first one, which they won.
Yeah.
I was actually in the stadium where the first final was. Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah. It's actually from 1954, Switzerland.
I completely forgot.
Just a guess.
We very quickly said no.
And team one, activist Tarana Burke started what in 2006?
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street. Team two, you said?
PETA.
PETA. No, she actually started the Me Too movement.
Oh, oh boy.
Is that 2006?
I thought it was later than that.
You wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote Me. I wrote Me Too halfway and then I canceled it. I thought it was too early for that.
So at the end of round two, team one have moved up 2 points. They're now on 4. Team two have moved up 2 points. They are now on 9.
We're coming for you, don't worry.
Okay, so we move into round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points, and there's a bonus point if they get their answer bang on. So round 3, question 1. How many Spanish cities have a population over 1 million? And that's city, not urban or metro area. How many Spanish cities have a population of over 1 million people? That's city only, not including urban or metropolitan area. Okay, question 2. How many days does it take Mercury to orbit the Sun? How many days does it take Mercury to orbit the Sun? The planet, not the former lead singer or queen.
I was thinking something like that, yeah.
Okay, question 3. How old was Daniel Radcliffe when the last Harry Potter movie was released? That's Deathly Hallows Part 2. How old was Daniel Radcliffe when Deathly Hallows Part 2 was released?
I know exactly how old he is.
Okay, question 4. In what year was Isaac Newton born? In what year was Isaac Newton born? Okay, we'll move on to question 5. You guys will have a 30-second time limit on this, so pencils down after 30 seconds. How many playing spaces in total are there on a Trivial Pursuit board? 30 seconds go. On a Trivial Pursuit board, how many playing spaces are there in total? So let's get to the answers to round number 3. Team 2, how many Spanish cities have a population over 1 million, city only, not urban or metro? You guys said?
3.
3, and team 1, you said?
4.
The correct answer is 2.
Oh, no! Because I didn't think this was it. So but
2 points to team 2.
We went for the
2.
Safety sort of option, so it's fine.
Team 1, how many days does it take Mercury to orbit the Sun?
40 days.
40, and team 2, you said?
89.
It's 88.
Yes.
Oh,
it could have been like 3
points. Yeah.
Right, one point away from 3 points.
Sorry about that.
Team 2, how old was Daniel Radcliffe when the last Harry Potter movie was released?
We said 24.
24, you guys said, team 1?
23.
23, he was 21.
Yeah.
He was born in July 23rd, 89, and the movie was released on July 7th, 2011.
2011, okay.
Okay, team 1, what year was Isaac Newton born, you guys said?
1390.
And team 2, you guys said?
My best guess, 1616.
It was 1643.
Oh, yeah.
46.
Okay. Chris guess was
wildly wrong with that.
Team 2, how many playing spaces in total on a Trivial Pursuit board?
You said 35.
35, and you guys said, team 1?
42.
It was 73, so 2 points to team one, which means at the end of that episode, team 1 have picked up 4 points, bringing them up to 8. Team 2 picked up 6 points, bringing them up to 15.
We can still catch up.
Okay, we'll move on to round number 4, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth, and team members answer individually, so no conferring. They get 1 point for a correct answer, and then they can keep on going. If you get an answer wrong, then you will be frozen out for the rest of the round. Because team one have 3 players and team two have 2 players, each team can have 3 knockouts, and then the team is done. Okay, and we'll start with the team with the lowest score, which is, sorry to remind you, team one. Okay, so the 15 largest US states by area. So, Tennille, 15 largest US states by area, give me one.
Texas.
Texas is correct, that's 1 point. Team two, Tejas.
Alaska.
Alaska is there, 1 point to team two. Joel.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is not there. Joel is frozen out. team two, Igor.
What's the only
California.
California is there, 1 point. Team one, Martin.
Florida.
Florida is not there. Martin is frozen
oh,
out.
Boy.
Team two, Tejas.
Mexico, New Mexico.
Again?
New Mexico.
New Mexico is there, 1 point. Tennille.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is there, 1 point. Team two, Igor.
Ohio.
Ohio is not there. That's one knockout for that team. Tennille, team one.
Wyoming.
Wyoming is there. That's 1 point. Team two, Tejas.
Utah.
Utah is there. 1 point to team two. Tennille.
Arizona.
Arizona is there. 1 point. You're really holding it down. They have an American.
Oh, yeah.
shocking performance.
It's the Australian who's having to hold it together. Who is it? Who went last?
I think Igor is again. No, but you get a second life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Igor.
Washington.
No, Washington. No, so Igor is fully frozen.
It's getting tough now.
Neil.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is not there. Team one are frozen out. Tejas.
Denver.
Denver is not.
I mean Colorado. Sorry. Yeah.
I have to take your first.
Sorry.
Which is a shame because Colorado was there. And the others are Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Michigan, Idaho, and Kansas.
Should have gone with the Midwest a little bit more.
So halfway through round four, after the first knockout, each team picked up 4, so it's now team 1, 12, team 2, 19. Okay, we'll move on to knockout part 2. This is a list generated by ChatGPT. What I typed in was 20 things you should not forget going on holiday. According to ChatGPT, 20 things you should not forget going on holiday. Okay, Tennille?
Passport?
Passport. That includes ID, visa cards, mm-hmm. travel documents, that is... 1 point. Team two, Tejas?
Phone, mobile phone.
I'll give you that. It's electronics like camera, smartphone. Yeah. So, yeah. Joel?
Credit card.
Money, payment methods, credit cards, emergency cash, they're all included in the same one. The point there for team one. Igor?
Toothbrush.
Yeah, well, that is including travel toiletries, toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, and all that kind of stuff. Point there, team two, Martin?
Underwear.
Well, clothing and accessories, so I won't count that, so clothing is now gone. Point to team one. Tejas?
Sunscreen.
Actually, sunscreen is included with travel toiletries, which is gone, so that's one knockout to team two. Team one?
Shoes?
Shoes would be included within clothing and accessories, so Tennille, you're knocked out. Team two, Igor?
Guidebook/map.
Travel guidebook or maps, that's on there, so they're both covered. A point to team number two. Joel, team one?
Swimsuit
will be included in under clothing, so Joel is knocked out. Team two, Tejas.
Suitcase
is not there actually. So Joel, sorry, Tejas, you're knocked out. Martin,
I want to say medicine.
Medications, yeah. Prescription medications, first aid kit, all that kind of stuff. A point to team one, Igor.
Ooh, okay. Phrasebook.
Phrasebook is not there. So team two, you're completely frozen out. Martin, you could pick up some much needed points here.
I know. I'm thinking driver's license. Covered maybe.
Are you saying driver's license?
Were
you still thinking? No, it's okay.
No, I did say driver's license, so it's included already with the others. But yeah, I did say driver's license. It's
You're saying driver's license? Okay, driver's license is not included.
No, I figured. Okay.
So some of the other ones, itinerary and reservations, travel adapters and chargers.
Oh, I thought that was electronics.
I was thinking of that.
Brain chat GPD.
Yeah.
travel locks to secure luggage. Copies of important documents. Local emergency contact numbers. Travel pillow and blankets. Snacks and water. Travel apps and entertainment. Extra storage for devices.
See, now it all seems so obvious.
Travel-sized laundry detergent. Personal hygiene products. Spare batteries or power banks. And the last one shows that ChatGPT is maybe more human than we think. A sense of adventure and open mind. Enjoy your holiday, embrace new experiences, and have fun. So at the end of that round, Team 1 picked up 4 points, bringing them up to 16. Team 2 picked up 3 points, bringing them up to 22. So only 6 points in it, and still plenty of points to play for. Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers, add them up for one number answer. If a team gets their number exactly right, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. There is no going bust this time. If you can be over or under, just the closest team gets the 2 points. Teams must have their answers clearly written by the end of the time, and you'll have about 1 minute after I read the questions. Everyone ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So please give me the number of movies in the Shrek franchise or series, plus the most recent number of Microsoft operating system, plus the number of ghosts in the original Pac-Man game, the atomic number of iron, and players on a field hockey team on the field. So 1 minute, and that is number of movies in the Shrek series or franchise, the most recent number of Microsoft operating system, number of ghosts in the original Pac-Man game, atomic number of iron, and the number of players on the field for a field hockey team. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
10 seconds.
That's not
the first, so I'm guessing it's.
Yeah.
That's gonna be high.
5.
Yeah, I think
4.
That's
3.
8,
2.
20.
1. Okay, guys, have you got a number?
This one I have no idea.
Yeah,
see,
it's
8 plus 22 is 30 plus the atomic number of iron, which we're going to say is 10. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
So, team 2, what number did you have?
66.
You had 66, and team 1, you guys had?
40.
40.
You had 40. So, the number of Shrek movies is 4.
Yes.
Plus, the most recent operating system for Microsoft is 11.
Nice.
Plus, the number of ghosts in the original Pac-Man game is 4. The atomic number of iron is 26.
Yes.
And
oh, no.
The players on a hockey team is 11. And that gives us 56.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. We've all been right, except for
the field hockey.
Yeah.
That's
the biggest error.
Yeah. That, I don't know. I just guessed ready. I was like, you know, I don't know.
So that's 2 points to team number 2.
Yeah.
2 not so much
nice
needed
the,
points.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pulled that out, but
team 1,
my third guess.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Team 1 have 16 points after round 5. Team 2 have 24. But there are still 22 points available in the final round. Okay, we move into the final round, number 6, called Grab the Fruit. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they're wrong or they take too long, it'll be passed to the other team. If they're wrong, it'll go back and forth for a couple of answers. There are no minus points. Team 1, what fruit have you chosen?
Peach.
Peach. And team 2, you've chosen?
Apple.
Apple. So peach versus apple in the final round. There are 8 points in it, 22 points on offer. Can team 1 pull something out of the bag? Here we go. Question number 1. In which fictional world is the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe set?
Peach.
Yep.
Narnia.
It's in Narnia. 2 points. Question two. What is the slowest stroke in Olympic swimming events?
Peach.
Yep.
Butterfly?
No.
Breaststroke?
It is breaststroke. 2 points to team two. Question three. Which country is the largest producer of rice?
Apple. Peach.
Apple.
India.
No.
Vietnam.
No.
China.
Yes.
It's always China. Yeah.
Question four. Typically, how many colors are there on the pride flag?
Peach. Seven.
No.
Six.
It is six. Question number five. Napoleon died on which island?
Peach.
Yep.
Elba.
No.
Shit.
St. Helens.
St.
Elba is where he escaped, I think.
I don't need your help. I do need your help, TJ. Help me next time.
Question number six. What is the largest instrument in a string quartet?
Peach.
Yep.
Viola.
No.
Cello.
Oh, shit.
Team two.
I don't know this.
Okay.
Just go with one.
Contrabass.
No.
Cello.
Cello. 2 points to team number one.
Contrabass.
Question number seven. Which two words are written on the front of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Peach.
Yep.
Don't panic.
Don't panic. 2 points to team one. Question number eight. Which team won Super Bowl 62 in February 2023?
A peach.
The Eagles.
Kansas City Chiefs. 2 points to team number two. Question number nine. Who wrote the majority of Elton John songs?
Peach.
Yep.
Elton John?
No.
I don't know the name of the guy. I don't know the name of
Paul McCartney.
No. It's yeah.
Anyone? Okay, it was Bernie Taupin. Yeah.
Right.
Question number 10. Which company has the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Peach?
Yep.
Pringles?
It is Pringles. 2 points to team number one. And the final question. Which empire lasted 623 years from 1299 to 1922?
Peach.
Apple.
Peach.
I think Apple was first, yeah.
The Ottoman?
It was the Ottoman, so 2 points to team number
close,
two.
Yeah, that was close, yeah.
And at the end of that, team one picked up 8 points, bringing them up to 24, but team two picked up 12, bringing them up to 36. That means that Igor and Tejas are this episode's Masters of the Inquisition. Well done to Igor and Tejas, guys.
Thank you. Congratulations. Well done.
And commiserations to Neil, Joel, and Martin. You were very fine competitors. It just didn't work out. It was all that Andorra fault. So,
guys, blame it on Andorra.
Thank you all for taking part. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time with another episode. So take care, guys, and have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was stuck way out in Canada with nothing to do but read, and I think the house I was staying in had like 30 of his books, so I read all of them.
That's just so big.
Title of your sex tape.
Right.
That's what she said.
The longer you wait, it's just so big. I'm just looking at the wall when you're talking about soccer, right? We had a team name. Our team name should be Don't Sleep on Andorra.
Jeez, oh, it's only in Mercury last week.
She was doing shit in...
That's what it says on his Wikipedia page. Isaac Newton was doing shit. I want to stress you.
Yeah. Great.
On this fine Saturday morning. We'll start with team one because you guys have the lowest score. And just go back and forth.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Haha, losers, you're going first because you're not winning. Like, there's so many things that if you were to ask that question, like, in the mid-90s, they would seem so obvious. Right. But now your phone does, like,
all of
who really needs a map?
Brings a map. Yeah.
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 Everyone has Google Translate. You can translate with
a book to read.
Ah!
Yeah.
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 I was thinking of that too.
Would have been entertainment, right?
Pardon?
ChatGPT is a child of the 21st century.
our parents would have probably killed this one.
The last two episodes, no teams got that point.
Oh, right.
Pointless, really.
Yeah.
It literally is.